I say, hey, none bigger than yourself.
It'll
be a great day there. And, of course, the running of the Tullock Cup Showcase Classic.
Outside,
of course, Tullock was trained up there initially in the Bathurst.
Brewery out in his over on this well. It's got a good run. And Black...
That's an amazing connection, isn't it, with racing in Bathurst? It really is.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Okay, well, I think Brad's on the phones. He obviously hasn't given you a win at this stage, so
and Blackjack Bella's got a good run through the field as well. And Slidini's over on the inside. So Brewery out wide. Looks to reach the lead here. Coming through as Slidini. And here's Princess Charm down the outside. Brewery and Princess Charm. Brewery just in front, but Princess Charm going to it now. And Princess Charm won from Brewery.
Okay.
Slidini third, Forgotten Years fourth, and Tamroka ran fifth, followed by Old Habits, and then we had Spot the Deaf in company there with Gainey Secret Puzzle, Hudson County, War Baby, followed next across the line by Blackjack Bella and Themis. Bractiate was a long way back in the field, and Tamroka pulled up with the tail with Open Book.
I think he won.
Princess Charles won at number 18.
Something like that. Country premierships out there. You know,
he's trying to pick his fair for world. He's packing
that's
up
the situation there. I won't take
it's test the world. Foxy Housewife ahead away. Drawing level with every stride. Foxy Housewife hitting the front close home. And Foxy Housewife by ahead to test the world. Lara Panetta third. Megamore fourth. Volcalotta fifth.
And Leanne Aspros. All right, it's time to talk harness racing. And
Volcalotta B Housewife.
Tonight with the Group 2 Honda Stakes, the feature event, Amanda Rando. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning to you, Jason. Yeah, the countdown to the Chariots of Fire gets really serious tonight with that feature race, the Hondo Grattan Stakes.
Better needs the split. Megamall tries to run on, and then Shazzy Lee, 2:50 left to run. Test the world narrowly from Foxy Housewife, and then Lara Panetta, Volcalotta, Megamall. It's Test the World. Foxy Housewife ahead away, drawing level with every stride. Foxy Housewife hit the front close home, and Foxy Housewife by ahead to test the world. Lara Panetta third, Megamall fourth, Volcalotta fifth. Then Tickling and Shazzy Lee. It was almost game over for her at the start. Foxy Housewife, yeah.
And behind two
Josh Parr for Gerald Ryan will do enough to score number two to defy
so
Test the World.
Expect that form
and Lara Panetta
well
third.
Strange race
down the side of the track. Tickling took over. No sooner did she get there. Foxy Housewife moved up and Test the World was there in the centre. Tickling then railed back on the inside. They got to her again, Foxy Housewife and Test the World. And they've been able to stave off late challenges. In fact, the first and second pair got clear.
Yeah, also
the last
like the 100,
150 metres of the
and
race, Lara Panetta third, Megamall fourth.
Stand by
for the
race number two. This is a fast pass over the
winner.
Mile
Josh
here. Blazing Cullen back
Ryan
in the winners list a couple of weeks ago. Favourite Tab Fix $2.80. MacDora has been flying along of late. Winner of three of his past four starts. $4 chance. Yaya's Hotspot seven and Aztec Bromax Cyclone Kate are both next best at $8.
Sixth grade and she's boxed on really well.
Race
didn't really pan out for her too well down the side of the track.
Three
Lara Panetta
all black stride
was third,
one
just looked in need of the run on the heavy.
A fortnight ago
four,
at
Megamall was
look,
in
four
spot,
run,
five Volcalotta fifth,
row here
six
on the
Tickling
text,
was in sixth placing.
It's
officially 2-8, 3-4-5 and six. A long head by two lengths
to
the margin. 1:15:50 is the race time, which will stand as a new class record.
The top driver in New South Wales at the moment. Also really like the 8, Blazing and Cullen, as you just said. He did bounce back into the winner's circle last start. It was a really good win as well, and he seems to be back to his best. So he's certainly a danger. Also like the 9 here, MacDoro, and the 12, Monastique. So race 2, numbers are 11, 8, 9, and 12.
Third race is an MOM3 over the 1,600 metres. Fixed odds not available. What have you got for us here, Amanda?
Yeah, look, I've picked the 10 on top here, Norwood Liberty. She's way down in class from what she's been racing, and she's doing a bit more work early on in her races in some of her more recent starts. And look, she's going to have to do that work from this wide draw tonight, but she seems to be handling it and running at some good times. So I really like her. I don't mind a stablemate as well, which is number 9, Tack Haley's Delight. She won quite well two starts ago, finished a pretty good third last week, and she's also well-graded here. Also like the 2, Sally Fletcher, this mare, she's up in grade, but she has a good draw of the mile, and she's been running some sensational times this prep, and I'm also including the 6 here, Helen's Bonus. So race 3 at Menangle, numbers are 10, 9, 2, two and six.
We move to race number four. This is a claiming race over 2,300 metres. There look to be a few chances here. Magical Mel, Our White Knight, Dracada all going along nicely. Can't keep your fixed odds just yet. What are you tipping?
Yeah, look, I'm tipping the 12 on top here, Jason, which is Our White Knight. This horse, he's been racing in top form, particularly in this claiming grade. He produced back-to-back wins and then was only beaten ahead over this distance last week. So he's going to track into this race quite nicely from this draw. So I really like him. Also like the 7, Elroy Jetson. He has a pretty good record over the 2,300-metre distance and he produced a nice run first up from a little break last week. So I think he can go close. Also including the 2 here, Living It, Loving It, and the 9, Composed. A race 4 numbers are 12, 7, 2 and 9.
Race number 5, the Summertime Pace. Good race, this, the C3 to C5. Fixed odds not up yet, but certainly there's a few with chances. He's a Bromac, Anything for Love, and quite a few behind it that rate pretty well here in a handy fifth race.
Yeah, it sure is. There are a few strong chances, as you mentioned there, Jason. I've tipped the 7 on top, Anything for Love. Now, he's had 2 wins in his 2 starts since racing in the care of Shane and Lauren Tritton, and he went 151.4 first up at Benangle, and he looked as though he could have, you know, gone even faster. So he's certainly got some ability. I know Connections are hoping to aim him at the Chariots as well, so perhaps going around in next week's Powerface Adios Stakes. So, yeah, I really like this horse. Has really impressed me with his 2 wins. So he's my tip for race 5. I think the big danger, though, is the 6. He's a Bromac.
Head of the straight, Travers and Royal Casino there outside. Not much between them. But now Royal Casino just puts the neck in front as they reach the 150. Eden Rock working home with Marsupial.
He really shouldn't be underestimated, especially if he brings the form from what he had last season.
Behind those, Queen of Kariba, followed by Doozy, Libran, Pyramid Prince and Guard of Honour. Kept in behind, runners given a quiet time out the back. Down to the 200, Ramachuel revved up now. Two in front of Exotherm. Guard of Honour starting to rip home.
For the Innisfruity Pace and had a couple of tough runs. But back to the mile at Menangle tonight. I think she'll be there in the finish. And also like the 5 here, Dash of Luck. So race 5 at Menangle.
But you're getting to the outside and twist tops are taking a gap between them.
Race number 6, the Cordina Hondo Grattan Stakes. What a race it is for the 4-year-olds over the mile. Now Waikiki Beach, the brilliant type off the pole here tonight. Rare defeat first up there and Salty Robin flying along. So $2 our Waikiki Beach and $2.20 for Salty Robin. Big gap there, Amanda, to
Tori Saracino's in about third place,
in
followed by Takes Time, down to about the 200 metres mark. Jexalend is just in front. Now Dia de Reyes gets out and comes after it. Jexalend in front of Dia de Reyes, and Care to Think is down the outside, but Dia de Reyes went to the lead from it. Care to Think diving at it on the outside. It's the first post.
He can hold the front, or he can take the sit behind, you know, Yaya's hot spot. But
slips about 2 in front of Chestnut Road, then Francesco, More Than Fabulous to the outside, then Dark Eyes, Obsidian Gift getting right to the outside, Classic Uniform, a length clear from Chestnut Road, then More Than Fabulous, Obsidian to the outside, it's still Classic Uniform in front. Look at Leopari flashing home on the rails, Classic Uniform in front from Leopari and Obsidian, and Classic Uniform's going to lead all the way. Classic Uniform got it a half length to Leopari, Obsidian the third, Chestnut Road.
Look, if he brings that form to the track tonight, he'll be hard to beat too. So, I'm finding it really hard to split the two. For a bit of value, I think the 4 Charles Laval is definitely worth a place chance here. He's been impressive. He's run his 4 starts back this spell, went to the career best 151 and changed to me in last start. And also like the 5 here, Matching Heaven, I think he'll follow the
speed. In front of Olympic Academy, the inside of Cawthon's
Power. The race 6, the main one, the Hondo Grattan Stakes. I've got the 1 on top, our Waikiki Beach. Ahead of the 3, Salty Robin, and
I'm Snoopy still on the bridle. Religifies making hard work of it. Ecuador's grinding away behind them. Dylan's Rago in front. He hasn't pushed the button yet on Snoopy. Now
what about race number 7 for the Trotters here? It's a stand starter manner over 2,300.
Yeah, look, this is a really great race as well, Jason. It's pretty even as well. So, look, if you're playing the quaddy, I'd play wide in this leg.
Bad blood in front.
I'm tipping the 12
on top. I can rock. Got under sweating on a run from Mr. Entertainer and Eastern Legends pulling out. No bad blood being joined by Gender Bianna. Got under's needs room and then Eastern Legend.
That shouldn't be an issue for him. He won in these conditions 3 starts ago. And I think with James back in the sulky tonight, I think he can go a long way. Also, like the 7 here, Sunset Tour.
The Timeless Prince last, 400 out. High Striker in front from Pioneering. Then Open Book, Ziggy Willy, Perfect Air behind them. Suspense is boxed up. Then came Cadero. Down to the 200. Pioneering takes the lead. Perfect Air gets the run on the inside. Then Open Book, Ziggy Willy. Matthew Gallopais winding up on the outside.
Pretty competitive affair here to finishes off. An MO over 2,300.
Timeless Prince last, 400 out. Ice Striker in front from Pioneering. Then Open Book, Ziggy Willy, Perfect Air behind them. Suspense is boxed up. Then came Cadero. Down to the 200. Pioneering takes the lead. Perfect Air gets the run on the inside. Then Open Book, Ziggy Willy. Magic Alibis winding up on the outside. Pioneering, Ziggy Willy, surging through Suspense. Magic Alibi. Here we go on the last Suspense.
Give it. Boxed up.
Open Book, Air
behind. Mr. JC. So race 8, numbers are 4, 5, 6 and 12.
All right, Amanda, let's see if we can find a best bet on the card.
Yeah, look, I have in race 2, the 11, Yaya Hotspot. I think he can run a cheeky race.
Well, about to come off the leader's back. Craigley Alley is third. Then Nasty Girl, Rhythm of Light in front, claimed now by Paradise Imperial.
She's around the $3 mark for the place. So I think he's certainly worth including there. So
they're my two Jason. Comes the widest from citation.
It should be a great night. Really looking forward to that Honda Grattan. The Group 2 is the feature.
Comes the widest from citation. And Explosive won the next one. And first rain is the deepest runner. 350 metres left to go. Game Pie the inside. Rocknet down the outside. And Scotty Bigotti in the centre. We've got Game Pie. Also Rocknet. Rocknet's Rick Soleil from Scotty Bigotti and Game Pie. Citations and Jimmy Hoffman. But Rocknet's in front with 100 metres left to go. Coming clear from Scotty Bigotti and Game Pie.
Year and a champion, a couple of reputations are going to be dented.
Hear from the winners, the Tab Market updates for all the summer features every Sunday morning at 10:30.
Chasing and Pacing Rewind.
And Heloise has started on Sky Sports Radio. Brown Eyes.
Get a 10% Bingley gift card with any 4K UHD TV at Bingley. Yes, a 10% Bingley gift card with a 4K UHD TV. Here's the deal.
And Jeff Lloyd on Sundance set sail for the judge about Alex Clear of Rocky King. Executive went back to the inside to about 2 lengths
the
away.
Tech guys did. And they call it 4K UHD, ultra high definition.
And get last a 10% of all, as I'm thinking there, Homer Bowler, short of 400 metres left to run. Motion Ground quickly got the better of Scander. Fine Fergus is battling it. Stoller Show is battling. Captain H is battling it. And I'm thinking he's looking for a run. But Motion Ground is in full flight.
250 Aussie stations gathered on your phone. Hear all your faves in one place. Now that's a milestone. If you downloaded Radio app, you'd recognise each song because it's written right there on your screen, so you'll never get it wrong. So go on, pull your finger out and do it right away. Find it at the App Store or search at Google Play. Radio app, your radio, wherever you are.
Unmissable racing information is on Sky Sports Radio's Racing HQ Saturday.
Here, and Hartford on the outside of Flojo. Real good on the outside as well. Breeby Gallo's got room to come through, and Always Sacred's over on the inside. And running home as Ringo's a rock star. Flojo's step at all.
By Tim Newbold to run us through a big night of greyhound racing tonight at Wentworth Park. Tim will have a few winners for us. But firstly, here's a look at the top few in the market at Trentham.
There is Darcy, be good. Entrecote peels out. Shoreham back there at the inside. And Black Jeff, the next one. 300 metres left to go. Ruling Force and Bodega Negra. Bodega Negra drew about a neck in front. Shoreham 2 lengths away. Darcy, be good. Entrecote on the outside.
Next 2, La Monnoy, who's at $7.20. 16 is Alla McPherson.
And Blackjack Bella's got a good run through the field as well. And Slidini's over on the inside. So Brewery out wide looks to reach the lead here. Coming through is Slidini. And here's Princess Charm down the outside.
As we mentioned, Paws of Thunder final night. Summer Plate, the Collison, the best eight there. Great race day, and Timmy Newbold will be joining us for that preview in just a moment. Big crowd in attendance for Wellington Cup Day at Trentham. Let's head trackside for race 3.
2017 favourite for the event here, number one Travi My Friend at $6.10 and $2.30. Wonderful betting race. Petit Danger will be the last one to load away. 1400 metres, Madame McPhee has drawn the inside gate. Red light now on, so Petit Danger about to complete the line. Mitsubishi Electric Premier, 1400 metres, race number 3 on the card. Starter Gary Phillips holds him. ready now. Gates open, they're off on the 1400. And no early speed. Rusty in Melbourne got back. Awesome Mal settles back as well with Outstanding, and back with him as well is Ella McPherson. Now the race for the lead is pretty keenly contested early. And now going forward out wide is Fairlight to Just Show Out from Rizza. Right there, the favourite, Travi, My Friend. And then came Madame McPhee on the improved Petit Enjeu. Then Dr. Greengrass. One and a half away back and behind those. Next is Lord Sibford out three wide from Pinsrad, the centre. On the inside of those, Wasim. Back in the field here is Savvy Dreams, followed round then by Outstanding with it, Lama Noi. Then came Battle Tank, well back towards the tail of the field. Also Mel with it also was Prince Oz. And back near the tail as well, Rusty in Melbourne. And two and a half to three lengths away, last of all, is Ella McPherson. Up towards the home turn, they race. 600 metres to go. And the pacemaker's now Fairlight from on the outside of it, Rizza. Right in behind them, Petit Enjeu, Dr. Greengrass, Lord Sibford out wide. Favourite, Travi, My Friend, travels well but looks to get off the rail. He's pushing his way out, Tinsley. Out on the outside, Savvy Dreams looks to run on. Further out there, we've got Battle Tank. And further out to Outstanding across the track of the 200 metres, Travi, My Friend, ranged up three off the rail. Still there, Fairlight on the inside with Rizza. And battling away also, Petit Enjeu, but Travi, My Friend, Gemma Barrett, Hagen Tinsley won it. Second photos between Rizza and Fairlight, and right with them also, Petit Enjeu. Savvy Dreams arrived late. In behind those next was Pinsrad, Lord Sibford. Then came Battle Tank, followed further back by Rusty in Melbourne. Then Prince Oz, well back Dr. Greengrass. With it also, as they went across, was Wasim, also Mal. Then further away next was Outstanding, Madame McPhee. Ella McPherson didn't yelp today. And back at the tail of the field was La Manoy. Yeah, the favourite given a lovely run by Was Tinsley. Number one,
the winner, Travi, My Friend, Hayden Tinsley. $6.230. Tied for the miners, 9, 4, or 8. Rizza, Fairlight, and Petit Enjeu. Rizza showing $4.50, Fairlight $3.70, or Petit Enjeu at $4.40. One on the camera in the third race out of Trentham. Right, time now to talk greyhound racing, and a big night of action at Wentworth Park, as we mentioned, with that Pause of Thunder, the real feature, but the Summer Plate and the Collison also on the card at Wentworth Park tonight. Tim Newbold is on the line to try and tip us into a few winners. Good morning to you, Tim.
Yeah, good morning, Jase. Yeah, as you mentioned, a terrific night of greyhound racing tonight at Wentworth Park. The Group 1 Pause of Thunder, the first Group 1 of the year at headquarters. The co-feature, the Group 2 Summer Plate, and the Collison, which is basically a consolation to the Pause of Thunder. Right across the board, it's a terrific, strong card at Wentworth Park tonight.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, let's run through it, Tim, and see if we can find a winner. We don't have fixed odds at the moment for most of our races, but we can run through the first race here over the 520 metres. Certainly boxes 1 and 2 look hard to beat, Buddy the Weapon and a Notorious One, who was a strong winner last start.
Yeah, I think the market will get it right here with 2 and 1. I think there's only 2 winning chances. I'm pretty keen on number 2, Notorious One. He was really good running 30 and 34 at his most recent run of the track. He's well drawn over near to the inside. He's not a brilliant beginner, but he's got enough early pace to drive up and settle in a good position around the first turn. If he just stays on the rail, I think the runs will come through the first corner into the back straight, and he'll take some beating, number 2, Notorious One. I think he can go back-to-back to beat number 1, Buddy the Weapon, who's resuming from about a 5-week break tonight, so he's coming into it on the fresher side, has run nippy time at the track. Throw in number 4, Bella Can Do. She gets back, but runs on, and then number 8, Little Cindy. Pretty keen on 2 to beat 1, 4 and 8.
Race number 2 looks a more open affair here, a 4/5 grade over 5.20, Tim, with the likes of Irinka Ralph, a recent winner here, Twist of Thunder, Womago, Winsome Mission, all getting a chance here with Nadal also in the mix from the squeeze.
Oh, this is probably the hardest race of the night. I'd say we'll be lucky to get any of the runners $10 or better here. I'm going with number 4, Winsome Mission. He's very hit and miss, and he is hard to catch, but he's probably the quickest greyhound in the race. He lacks early dash, but he's really, really strong at the end. You'll need to steer him into the clear mid-race, but if the runs do come at the right time, gee, I think you could finish right out of the top here, number 4, Winsome Mission, on an each-way basis around the $6, maybe $7 mark. To beat 5, Nadal, he's a capable greyhound. He can run flying time at the track. He's a little awkwardly drawn in the 5 alley, but if he does get lucky running, he can figure in the finish. Then number 8, Runway Idol, she's the likely leader in the race. She might be able to pinch it bowling along in front. And then number three, Womogo, who's got the ability to win the race. 4, 5, 8, and 3.
The third race on the card, this race is also a 520-metre event. The New South Wales GBOTA since 1939 stakes. They trace back a long way, don't they? A third, fourth grade here, and likely to see the pink rug go around here as the favourite here, Timmy. Little Nenga, who broke that sequence of wins last time out in strong company.
Yeah, I think she's one of two winning chances here. I've got to go with the value in number four, Liberty Lee. She clocked 29.94, winning at the track 3 runs ago, and then both runs since have been terrific when she's finished in third position in really tough company. I think she'll find this a little easier than her past couple of runs. She's a brilliant beginner. She's got high speed, and she's got moderate beginners drawn all around her here. I think she's pretty much a certain leader, and if she can get back to breaking 30 seconds, I think she can pinch it rolling along in front. Around the $4 mark, I think she's a great bet. To beat the favourite, number eight, Little Nenga, she's got a terrific record from outside boxes. It's where she wants to race. She'll be charging down, having a dip for the lead. I just think Liberty Lee will have too much burn in the drive around the first turn into the back. But look, if she stays within touch, within striking distance, she can really knuckle down late. Then number three, Ritza Rossi, grand old campaigner. He'll be running on at the end. And then number two, Aqua Dragon. 4, 8, 3, and 2.
We move to race number four, the Australia Day Eve Party, 25th of the first stakes, the fifth grade here over 520 metres. Again, look, a few chances. Certainly you'll find two Nangar Bear looking to improve today on recent efforts, and the Victorian Andre Adora also well in the mix.
Yeah, number two Nangar Bear, he'll find this a lot easier than recent runs. He's well drawn in the two alley to just park right on the speed here, and he's got plenty of strength on his side. He just needs an even getaway and he'll go close. To beat seven, Andrea Doria, who is a Victorian who has had one run at the track. That was way back in June last year, but she'll be better for that run at Wentworth Park. She's a speedy bitch. She'll be carving across, looking for the lead. Then number four, Big Daddy B, racing in career best form. He's really strong at the end. And then throw in number one, Alpha Lucky. 2, 7, 4, and 1.
It brings us to one of the features, the Collison, the best eight. Terrific field here, Tim, for race five.
Yeah, I think this is the best bet on the card. Number eight, Black Hole Sun. He's crying out for box number eight. He's unbeaten in 3 runs of the trip. He's got a brilliant beginner and a railer drawn on his inside takedown, who I think will just give him a beautiful cart across here. And he can just settle probably behind takedown or maybe one of the other pacey runners, maybe Vera Wed or Mainline Osti. And he'll knuckle down at the end. He's flying at the moment, Black Hole Sun. He just needs to get away on a clean note and just charge down the outside and get a slide across at the first turn. Gee, I think he'll win. To beat seven, Takedown, who, as I said, I think he's one of the likely leaders. One, Mapunga Tyler. He'll take a stack of benefit out of his debut run at Wentworth Park last Saturday night. And then throw in number six, Hit the Highway. He's got a big engine, but he'll get back in the early stages and run on. Really keen on number eight, Black Hole Sun. Around the $3.50 mark is a fair price to beat 7, 1, and 6.
Brings us to the Summer Plate final here, Tim. Race number six over the 720 metres. Some very talented stays going around here. Burn One Down's got a magnificent record. Had excuses last week, but with even luck should prove hard to beat. Runaway Bono ran a PB last start also, and another good field here in one of the features.
Yeah, Burn One Down, he's the best stayer in the country. There's no doubt about it. I don't know what to make of his run last week. It was only average, really, from what he's capable of doing. But it was his first run at the track. So I think he'll improve many lengths by having a look around Wentworth Park. He'll settle midfield and then he'll just unleash with a massive run. If he turns up in best form, he will win Burn One Down. But he did a very, very skinny quote. I couldn't take the current quote, but he's clearly the one to beat. Hard to tip against him. To beat number eight, Ebby Ripper, who was terrific when she finished runner-up behind It's a Fling last week. She's well drawn wider out on the track. Then number four, Runway Bono. He was terrific leading all of the way. He's got to go in. And then number six, It's a Fling. 7 to beat 8, 4, and 6.
Okay, race number seven we move on to now. The Wentworthpark.com.au stakes, a fourth grade over 520 metres. Nangar Rock should be hard to beat when looking for the hat-trick here off the red, Tim.
Yeah, drawn to park right on the lead here and go on with the job. He has run 30 and 27 around the track. I think he's capable of going quicker. He's got the ability to go quicker. He's drawn right underneath a couple of real speedy types who I think will probably punch for the lead, and he can just park right behind that pair and be too strong at the end, number one, Nangar Rock. To beat six, Dandy Jack, who's down in class on recent runs, he's the best value in the race, no doubt in the world, around the $7 mark. Throw in number eight, Evidence, ideally drawn in the eight, and then number three, However Humble, one of the likely leaders. 1, 6, 8, and 3.
Brings us to the Paws of Thunder final. What a race it is in the renewal in 2017. Falcon's Fury looks a star in the making. Winner of 10 of 14. He's the $2.90 fixed odds favourite. This is the only race that fixed odds are up on at this stage. Striker Light, number two, coming off also a very strong heat win in 30.01. And then it's Shashimabar at $3.30, who scored here in 30 and 27. A gap to Clocks Ticking at 7 and Brad Hill Billy at 7.50. But crack field here for the feature event tonight, Tim.
Tremendous final. It's got the old stager in Brad Hill Billy and the young gun coming through in Falcon's Fury, Striker Light, Shimabar. Really good race. Oh, geez, I'm in love with number two, Striker Light. First time I'd seen her in the flesh last Saturday night. She began brilliantly and she showed blinding early speed through the early and mid sections. They don't go much quicker at Wentworth Park to what she did last week in the early part. She was really, she tied in the later part of the race, but I think with that run under her belt, she'll get a little bit stronger tonight and she'll be improved. I think she is the leader, number two, Striker Light, and they've just got a gunner down. The dangers, no doubt in the world, Seven Falcons Fury. He's a boom pup. He's one of the most exciting in the country, unbeaten in four runs at the track. He's well drawn on the Seven Alley because he's got a hard railer drawn on his inside who's going to give him plenty of room to move and charge down the centre. It just depends where he can get to at the first turn, how far he'll be giving Striker Light. He wouldn't want to give her any more than three or four. He needs to stay right in touch with her. Then five, Brad Hill Billy. He's a grand campaigner. He's got to go in. And then number one, Shimabar. He's on an upward trend. 2, 7, 5, and 1.
All right, race number nine is another fifth grade, this time over 520 metres. And the two main chances here look to be Milan off the yellow, who's building a nice record. In fact, off the red rug, who's building a nice record. And the yellow Mighty Muzzer here, Tim.
Yeah, he's got a great record from the inside alleys. Milan, he's won 4 out of 7 from boxes 1 and 2. He's a fast beginner. He's got plenty of early burn. I think he'll punch up and lead here and he'll take some beating. To beat the favourite, number five, Mighty Muzzer, is capable of going really, really quick time. He's just got to contend with that tricky draw. The market will get it right here. They'll dominate betting. Wider out the seven, Memory Remains. She's a capable bitch, but she's just got to get across into a good position here from the seven alley. And then throw in number three, Silver Grace. 1, 5, 7, and 3.
And the last race, race number 10, is another fifth grade over 520. The Victorian Cumbia Lass has some good Sandown form. Panel Beater, another one who can be tardy at the beginning, but gets home well.
Yeah, he can beat Panel Beater. I'm going to give him another chance here. He's racing well without winning, but I think this could be just run to suit here. I think there's genuine pace in 1, 2, and 6 coming across, and he might just get into a great little position here around the first turn, right behind the leaders, ready to strike. And he's got plenty of strength at the end. I'm going to put him on top again here. Last chance. Number three, Panel Beater, to beat number one, Cumbia Lass, who is debuting at the track. Little query there, but she does come to Wentworth Park with strong Victoria.